Throughout the year, I want to know we're doing everything we can to make the most of what we have.
A CPA spends years preparing for moments just like these. When the right financial advice is essential, talk to a CPA. Visit 360taxes.org for information. Brought to you by the AICPA's Private Companies Practice Section.
So does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
After 75,000 miles, switch to Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil. It's specially formulated to help fight engine breakdown in higher mileage cars. Max Life, because there's a lot of car left in your car.
This is Ann Albrecht from the Albrecht Family Foundation. Please join me and the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in our hunt for a cure on March 23rd. Register at lls.org/GAT.
Monroe Shocks and Struts remind you to replace your worn shocks just like you do tires and wiper blades. Because everything gets old. Learn more at monroe.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet.
I haven't heard anything on this station about this Pope situation. And when is that going to happen?
What happened?
What's the Pope?
They're going to announce a new one or something?
Are
we going to cover that?
I don't know.
Well, I see white smoke right now on CNN. Breaking news. Maybe they're getting ready to cover it.
White smoke.
Yeah. Now, see, if we do this,
what?
People think we're recording. We're not recording. We're live. Here,
yeah,
I'll prove it. I'll prove it. It's March 13th, and it's 11:14:42. How's that?
Yeah.
How much more live can you get? Yeah, to the second. Yeah, I'm not afraid. This rover.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
No, you do that yourself, and I'm not going to name you by name. You know you work here.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. Gold dust at my feet. On the sunny side of the street.
I hope Dennis Rodman was able to get over there in time.
We need him everywhere in the world.
I think he was heading over there. I heard it today.
He's like the ambassador for the United States.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He went to help with the decision.
Hey, folks, we have a new Pope, St. Francis, Pope Francis, rather. Now, here's the deal. I'm going to do something that, I don't know, probably won't sit well with the management, but that's okay. What I'd like to do is this. I'm a firm believer that listeners should dictate, for the most part, what a station does and what they continue to do, what they do again or don't do again. What I'd like to do, I'm going to get my first bit of business out of the way, and I'm going to do, I'm going to talk to you about one of our advertisers. And while I do that, I would love for as many of you as are able to call the numbers I'm going to give you, and Dan's going to take your calls, and here's what I want to know. And I'm serious about this, and I'm not, there's no right or wrong answer, but I'm going to learn something from this. And don't call unless you've been listening for the last hour. Okay? If you've been listening for the last hour, here's what I want. And very briefly, I would love for you to call and tell me, do you think our coverage of what just happened at the Vatican was too much, too extensive, or was it just right? I'm not asking you, do you think we should have? I don't think there's any doubt that there should have been a live, you know, some coverage of him speaking when he walked out. Do you think it was just right, or do you think it was too much? And please don't call unless you've been listening for the last hour. You do that now, 314-969-KTRS. And if it's busy, keep calling, because I want to take enough to get a pretty good idea so that, you know, next time we'll have a good handle on what the listeners do and don't want and how much they do or don't want of it. Now, that's about the best way that I know to put this. And depending on how it goes, hopefully next time something comes up, we'll know to do the same or to do it differently. So 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. KTRS. Again, the question is not do we cover it. The question is, do you think it was too much on the air for too long? Or do you think it was just right? So please call us. I'd appreciate it. While you do that, I will get, and I never like to say get some business out of the way, because it almost sounds like, I get that out of here. No. We don't get advertisers out of the way. We give them their due, and it certainly is their due. And in this case, it's First Community Credit Union. Now, I bank there, and Peon banks there, and Dan banks there, and Paul Warner banks there, and he's the host of the yard sale on Saturday morning from 7 to 9 o'clock. Say, well, how can you bank there? It's not a bank, it's a credit union. Yeah, you can bank at a credit union. You can bank at a bank, you can bank at a credit union. And the services provided are, for the most part, the same. But there is a difference. And to a lot of people, the difference is security, stability, level of service, ease of getting approval, and competitive rates. And if you want to know more about what we're talking about and why we say this is a great place to bank, maybe you could start by visiting firstcommunity.com. Firstcommunity.com. That is their website. A lot of information there. Please take a look at the offer that's on the table now that they're making you to help you make your credit card debt a little more tolerable by switching it over to a First Community credit card. It's a terrific offer. And these phones are lit up. FirstCommunity.com. I'm going to start with Gene. Gene, thank you for calling. How are you?
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good. What do you think? Too much? Just enough?
Just enough. I think the city, like St. Louis, that has such a huge number of Catholics, I think it was pretty important to carry as much as you did. I guess if I wasn't Catholic, I probably would have lost interest a long time ago.
And by the way, that's a very good point, because I think whether or not you're Catholic makes a big difference. But you were okay with all of the just talking about, here we are waiting, here we are waiting, here we are waiting. You were okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. It's kind of like, you know, you're waiting for other things sometimes. I can't think of anything specific right now, but, I'm okay with it.
Okay, that's what I need to know. Thank you, Gene.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Tony, you're up. What do you think?
Oh, I'm AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I say it was probably about an hour and a half too long. I think it went for 2 hours, didn't it?
Well, it seemed like it was about 40 minutes, so you think it was excessive?
Yes, I think it was overly excessive, especially when I get to just every now and then get to listen to Paul Harvey.
Yes, it's Harris.
Harris. Yeah.
Are you Tony, are you Catholic?
I used to be. I am Christian now.
Well, Catholic is Christian.
Well, not necessarily.
I'm not.
No, yes, it is.
Catholic
No. Catholic is a Christian religion.
Yeah, it is.
There are differences.
There is a different Bible.
Yeah.
But it's still Christian. Christian means based on Christ. Catholics believe in Christ.
Yeah, sure.
I mean,
absolutely.
Tony, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right, Nick is up. Nick, what do you think? Too much, just enough?
AM and the PM.
Well, see, you can't stop the devout followers from saying they're AM and the PM. Now what do you think? Too much?
I would say too much.
Okay, you're Catholic?
I'm not. I was raised Catholic, but I lost interest, turned it on to sports. Just wait, very redundant.
Okay, Nick, I appreciate the call.
All right, thanks.
Donna, I love it when the ladies call. Donna, how are you?
I really thought it was too much. I mean, for Pete's sake, how many times are you going to talk about what size is he? Is it going to fit?
What size?
There's a lot of stuff that was said that wasn't needed.
Well, what happens is when you go and you start live coverage way before the actual event, you get people killing time. And then they bring in, let's bring in Monsignor so-and-so from Boston. Monsignor, you were here 7 years ago, you know, that kind of thing. But I'm not trying, I don't want to guide the answers, and so far we're getting honest answers. Are you Catholic?
No, Baptist.
Baptist. I've been through that, too. Donna, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right, man, look at this. The phones just keep lighting up. Mike, how are you, Mike?
No, Mike.
Let's go to Randy. Randy's gone. Let's go to Sean. You see, folks, you have to just be a little patient. Sean, how are you?
I'm doing very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Too much, just enough?
Yeah, just enough. It's fine.
You're fine with 40 minutes?
Yeah, it's all right. You know, I got a lot of family that's Catholic. I'm non-practicing, but it was good to know what was going on.
Okay, good. That's what I need to know. Thank you, Sean. Mm-hmm. All right, Rick, you're in and you're on. Rick, too much.
AM just and
a
PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Just enough. Too much.
Too much. I think once they got to the point they were announcing the Pope, that and his what he had to say, and then get off. And so, leave it at that.
Okay, I appreciate your participating. Thank you, Rick.
Uh-huh.
All right, Kathy is on. Kathy, what do you think? Too much, just enough?
It was just enough, and I am a practicing Catholic, and I'm also AM and the PM.
Well, there you go.
It's history. This was history today. So.
Okay, but you liked, even though it's history, you liked all of the, well, we're waiting, we're waiting, we're waiting, we're waiting, and then after the speech, repeating eight times, here's what he said, here's what we think he said, here's what we think he meant. Yeah, that's okay. You're okay with that?
I'm very much okay with that, yes. I actually was at a store when it was announced that the smoke was white. And if I could have, I would have stood there and waited to see what was going on, but I couldn't do that. So, very much so.
That's what I need to know. Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
A lot of ladies calling in. Rose, how are you, Rose?
I'm fine. AM you, and the PM.
Good. And you've been listening for the last hour?
Yes.
Too much or just enough?
Too much. It's your 5 minutes. Okay, the smoke will come up.
And here's who it is, and here he is speaking.
No, then we will get back to you.
No. I mean that's the way it ought to be. But you know the way they did it. And again, please, I'm not Catholic, and I'm not making fun. It's an observation. It's kind of like what they do with Biggest Loser and American Idol. It's that making you hang in suspense and wait.
Or Dancing with the Stars.
That's another one they do it with. Dancing with the Stars.
3 minutes of music before we get an announcement.
And I forgot to. Did I ask if you're Catholic?
Half and half.
Are you Catholic? Half and half. What does that mean?
My children, two of them, joined the Catholic Church when they got married.
Okay, but you're not Catholic.
I go to services and stuff, and I enjoy it, especially if they're talking in Latin. But
really?
Yes, you, I'm
really?
Sorry.
That makes no, you don't be sorry. That's that's interesting to me. So you understand Latin?
No, it just makes me feel
like you're at church.
Yes.
Wow.
Thank you for filling that in for me.
I used to hate going to church with my grandparents, and we went to St. Cecilia's Church, and they would do a Latin service. I hated it when I was a kid.
Rose likes it, and she didn't know what they're saying. That's interesting to me. Rose, thank you very much for the call.
One more thing.
Yes, ma'am.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
It was a pleasure talking to you, Rose.
Nice.
We don't do that phrase anymore, remember?
We were doing that for a month or two.
But people keep doing it.
We have to wait for people to say it.
Yeah, we can't make them say it. But people are like you, who really are strong followers and really aim of the PM, are doing it. We appreciate it.
4 years, 24/7.
All right. Thank you, Rose. Thank you for the call.
I never miss you all. Thank you. Y'all have a great day and happy
y'all
St.
too.
Patrick's Day.
Y'all too. I like that y'all thing. Paul, let's bring Paul in. Paul is gone. Not very patient, but that's okay. I don't blame him. Kevin, you're on too much or just enough?
A little too much. By the way, AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. You Catholic?
No, I was married to one, though, so that should qualify.
Yeah, I married one, too.
It would have been a lot better if they'd have had Father Guido Sarducci on there.
Okay. All right, thank you, Kevin. Let's go to Yvonne. Yvonne, how are you?
Good. AM and the PM.
Good. You've been listening for at least the last hour and a half?
I have.
Too much?
I thought it was just enough.
We
were driving around, and if I had been in front of a TV, I would have been glued to it, just waiting, and we are not Catholic.
Wow. That's very interesting. All right, Yvonne, thank you.
But it's still history. You know, it's how often do you get to see a new book?
Well, okay. Thank you, Yvonne. I appreciate it. We'll get three more and we'll quit. Don, how you doing, Don?
Yeah, I'm not Catholic. My wife is, and she was tired of it. On the TV constantly.
We're not talking about TV. I'm talking about here.
On the radio, it's too much, too. I told my wife, if it continued on, I'm going to have to go back and subscribe to the Playboy Channel, because that's the only time it wouldn't be on.
Quite a contrast. Pope coverage to the Playboy Channel. Thank you, Don. Let me go to Peggy. Peggy, how are you?
Hi. I enjoyed it, and I'm Lutheran.
And you're Lutheran?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I love it when they speak in Latin. I like their mysticism, you know. It makes it seem a little more holy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Peggy, for the call. Let's go. We'll wrap it up with Dennis. Let me talk to Dennis. Dennis, how are you?
Hey, hi, Frank.
I
think it was just enough. I didn't get to hear the whole thing on your show because I went to the TV as soon as...
Well, see, I need people, though, that heard all of what we did, all 40 minutes of it.
Yeah, it had to be the same as one on TV. And I know when you're, you know, there's so much that goes on at the Vatican that, you know, can't be scripted. I mean, and that's the world we live in now. It's scripted, and you got to be entertained. But
yeah, but you can see when the curtains open and somebody steps out to speak as opposed to when they just keep sitting there waiting forever.
When you think a man's journey started in 1969... I don't think an hour and a half is too long to wait to get the whole show.
That's what I need to know. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, sir.
All right, here's the conclusion I've come to. First of all, let me make it very clear, I'm not Catholic. Two, I would have bet, and I was wrong, that most everybody would have said way, way too much. Way too much time spent as we wait here now, and you can see the throngs of people who've come from all over the world to see the announcement as we're waiting for the, and we have seen the white ball, on and on and on and on. And then when he spoke, the commentary, which even if you're Catholic, you will agree with me when I say some of these things are laughable because I wrote them down. Here's the news commentators always have, you know, we have with us Bishop so-and-so from Seattle. Bishop, thanks for joining us now. Your impressions are, and here's what these people said. One of them said, he's a good man. What?
Well, I hope
he's
so. He's
the Pope.
He's
a good man. What are they? You know, what are they going to say?
Now, that's the least of his qualifications.
Now they had a spokesperson for the Catholic Church. Now this is a spokesperson for the Catholic Church, and they said, "Your impressions of the choice?" And she says, "Oh, she says I think it's a really good choice. I think he's going to be a wonder." Now what? Stop and think. What do you think? What else could she possibly say? You think anybody is going to say, oh, man, this is a disaster.
It was a bad choice.
This guy is horrible.
I wanted Timothy Dolan to be Pope.
What a dumb move on the part of the... What are they thinking? Nobody is going to say that. Then I heard somebody say that he was... what was it? He's a man of the people. Well, yeah, don't you have to kind of be a man of the people if you're going to lead the people? That he was a good choice. That he was a smart man and a learned man. Well, I don't think you can get to that point in the church if you haven't read a few books and studied some stuff and have some degrees. It was just stupid stuff. It was stuff that there's no other answer that's going to be given than that stuff. Nobody's about to go on there and go, oh, they blew this. Bad call. Bad call. One of the ones I heard a commentator say, and it was a bishop or somebody in the church, a priest, and he said, well, one of the things that we must note is this: he's mature. He's mature? He's 76. Mature? Of course he's mature. I think what they were trying to say was, well, I wouldn't put some kid in there, you know, to run the church.
Wasn't Pope John Paul was the one, because he was in so long, he was a lot younger. And now they said they're going to do older.
Well, who said that? Because I heard there was a great possibility they could have gone the other way. What do we know?
Oh, I thought the last pope that they picked, the last one, they said they wanted to go older so they wouldn't be as long as John Paul was.
Oh, I don't know. All I know is this. I this would have been a missed call on my part. I would have bet that most listeners would have thought 40 minutes, when really what you need is about 15 of what matters. But that was my opinion, and apparently it wasn't the opinion of a lot of other people. So I wanted to be fair. Thank you for calling and helping me understand something I don't understand. Now, the other thing I want to tell you, and this is nothing more than a funny observation, I think it would have been hilarious if, when the white smoke hit, because you saw how many people, it's raining like crazy, they're weathering this storm, and it's just packed with people, and then once the smoke comes out, oh my goodness, all the eyes of the world turn, all the news outlets, boom, they go live. I think it would have been hilarious if a guy had stepped out and said, can I have your attention, please, everybody, please, quiet, please. Look, I don't know how to put this, but the guy who was supposed to put the black smoke thing in messed up. He put the wrong canister in, and it was supposed to be black. I'm sorry, everybody. It was the wrong color. I think that would have been funny. Wrong color smoke. But it didn't happen, but it would have been funny. And by the way, I think that could possibly happen. I mean, they could, you know, make that mistake. And but before you know it, it's too late. The smoke comes out, and they go, no, not the white. But didn't
we're not ready.
Way. Yeah. Oh, the other beautiful commentary was one of the news anchors said, "Well, we certainly didn't see this coming because we didn't. He wasn't one of the names. Remember, they had a list, short list.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be one of these people." And this news anchor said, "Well, much to our surprise, this was not a name that we had kicked around." And then they cut to another correspondent who said, "Well, I think as our viewers know, he's been on our radar all along as one of the contenders." And I thought, no. Your compadre just said that he wasn't one of the ones you guys thought was going to be picked. Now you're trying to act like you called it, like you guys. It's I don't know, news people. They're hilarious. We need to take a break, and then we'll take some more calls about other things. We'll do a Burke segment, and Dan has finally remembered what he was trying to remember to talk about yesterday. It only took a day. Hopefully it's still interesting. I'm sure it will be.
And it actually has to do with the Pope.
You know what I could do? You know what I could do so that we have, a whole bunch of time to talk, because I'd like to open these phones up and have a lot of time to talk about anything. And by the way, we're probably finished with that discussion. And, you know, I learned something here today. Sometimes you think you know people and you know what they want, and you're wrong. That's not what everybody wants. And I'm always more than happy to concede and admit that if I had run this station, that whole thing would have lasted about 15 minutes maybe, and I would have made a lot of people mad, disappointed a lot of people. Here's what I'm going to do to make a lot of people happy. I'm going to send you to the Good Feet store, or stores, but you only need to go to one, whichever one of the three I'm going to tell you about is closest to you. Good Feet sells inserts, arch supports. They don't sell shoes. They're in the pain relief business, one-stop pain relief. They don't do it with medication. They don't do it with shots. They don't do it with surgery. They do it by altering the way you stand and you walk, because the pressure you put on your feet and the way you put it and where you put it a lot of times can create pain that's not always in your feet. Plantar fasciitis certainly is in your feet, but it can be other places. Your neck could hurt. Your head could hurt. Your back, your hip, your leg could be coming from your feet. You don't need an appointment. You'll go in, and I'm not kidding, in 30, maybe 40 minutes, you will know in the store if you found the relief you've been looking for, and lots of people do. And if you don't, you tried. You gave it a chance. GoodFeetSt.Louis.com, or walk right in, sit right down. Daddy, let your mind roll on. You don't need an appointment on Olive, west of 270, across from TGI Fridays. In South County, on Union Road, across from Macy's. And in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's, the Good Feet stores.
And let's get a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, we've got just volume building right now. There are no incidents to report. Westbound 64 is looking pretty good between Hampton and McCausland. It's starting to get heavier, though, as you make your way 270 to Mason. Same thing on southbound 270. It's just a bit off the pace, we'll call it, from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. You are heaviest, though, on westbound 70 from the Earth City Expressway to the Blanchett Bridge. No delays downtown. This traffic report is brought to you by TNT. Tonight, don't miss the arresting new episode of TNT's reality series, Boston's Finest, from executive producer Donnie Wahlberg. These cops don't just walk the beat, they live it. Don't miss Boston's Finest tonight at 8 on TNT. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
McGraw-Milhaven has one new thing to do to get ready for his morning show.
Carney, makeup!
Because now you can watch him on TV, KTRS-TV.
Carney, get in here. I need your blush.
And here's how. Between 6 and 10 a.m. weekday mornings, go to KTRS.com. Click play on the homepage and watch McGraw in the Morning on High Def TV.
Has Carney been using my eyeliner again?
Yes, with 4 HD cameras, you'll get all sides of traffic, weather, guests, callers, news, and sports live as it happens.
What are Carney's Depends doing here in the studio?
It's radio on TV at KTRS.com, powered by Talison Technologies.
at Broadway Ford Truck Centers, they have a problem. Not because of their huge selection of work trucks, heavy-duty pickups, vans and chassis cabs, both new and used, nor is it because of their superb service department, where trained technicians make sure all the work is not only done right, but they do it better. Not because of their fully stocked parts department, or the fact you can rent or lease late model trucks, or because they will scour the globe to find you the truck that's right for you and deliver it anywhere. So what is the problem at Broadway Ford Truck Centers? They're not just a commercial truck dealer. They also have personal vehicles like the Escape, Explorer, Flex, and Expedition, and a full line of personal pickup trucks. That means they're gonna have to make their sign bigger to say Broadway Ford Truck Centers and more. Broadway Ford Truck Centers, working hard to be the number one Ford dealership in St. Louis, whether personal or commercial. They're located on Broadway, just north of Soulard Market Park. For more, go to BroadwayTruck.com. That's BroadwayTruck.com.
If you've settled a lawsuit, waiting for those tiny settlement checks every month is like a slow form of torture. A little bit of money comes dribbling in, but it's not nearly enough to cover your bills. So the pain of being in debt just keeps getting bigger and bigger. But now you can end the wait by getting the cash you need in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-900-9954. You can get the cash you need in one lump sum. Cash you can use to pay off your credit card debt, pay your monthly mortgage payment, or pay any other bills that are piling up. So stop waiting for those tiny monthly payments from a lawsuit you settled. Find out how you can receive a lump sum payment to get the money you need. For free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-900-9954. 1-800-900-9954.
It's no secret that creatine works to help men get bigger and stronger faster. And right now, you can qualify to receive a bottle of an amazing breakthrough called Pure Creatine if you can answer yes to one of the following three questions. Are you looking for a proven way to power up your body? Would you like to build more speed, endurance, and strength? How about lifting more weight and doing more reps? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you qualify for a full bottle of Pure Creatine for just $9.95. Call now, 1-800-ATHLETE. Hundreds of studies and millions of athletes have proven that creatine works to make you bigger and stronger faster. But why pay $40 when you can get a full bottle of Pure Creatine for less than $10? This offer won't last, so you must call now. Put the explosive power of creatine to work for you. To receive your full bottle of Pure Creatine, call now. 1-800-ATHLETE. That's 1-800-A-T-H-L-E-T-E. 1-800-A-T-H-L-E-T-E.
It's true. Mortgage rates are starting to creep upward, which means it's even more timely to call Golden Oak Lending. Today's rate is only 2.875.
This is Bob Ellman. Yes, mortgage rates are starting to go up, but remember, they're still near record lows. You could lower your mortgage payment right now and put money in your pocket. It's like giving yourself a raise.
Call Golden Oak Lending today and lock in at 2.875.
If you've waited, don't wait any longer. Our clients are shocked and thrilled by their new lower mortgage payments.
And if you're upside down in your home, don't worry. We have loans that don't even require an appraisal. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Call us today and ask for a free payment calculation and find out what your lower payment could be.
Golden Oak Lending, short by blue.
NMLS 1149-37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.716, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Missouri's state legislature is about to make a decision on a bill that will allow electric companies to add another surcharge to your utility bill. If this legislation passes, Missourians will be forced to pay more for their electricity when rates are already on the rise. The charge will hurt many of us, especially those seniors who are already living on a fixed income. So if you don't want to see an extra line item added to your utility bill later, then speak up now. Call 1-800-378-1844. Tell your legislator to oppose Senate Bill 207 because it would mean unfair increases that would harm Missourians like you. That's 1-800-378-1844. 1-800-378-1844. Paid for by AARP.
Hi, this is Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate, and I want to welcome you to join me every Saturday afternoon for This Week in Real Estate, heard right here on the Big 550 KTRS. This Week in Real Estate, a call-in program where you learn everything you want to know about buying, selling, problems you're having, maybe foreclosures or short sales. You learn it right here on This Week in Real Estate. That's This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall every Saturday afternoon from 3 until 5 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
When are you dancing?
Yeah, this is Cher.
Yes.
Hold her tight. In the background, I think it's the NSYNC. Cher with NSYNC. Squeeze her, yeah, with all your money. That commercial, or whatever you want to call it, that you just heard a while ago about electric rates, hope you paid a lot of attention to that. By the way, you got about a snowball's chance of contacting your legislator or congressman and stopping electric rates from going up. They're going up. All I'm going to say is North American Solar. No, that's it. I got a chance to work them in there. Before we take calls, and we will take calls, and we'll do the Burke segment, one other thing struck me, and that is how fast. Weren't you surprised at how fast they named the new pope?
Yes.
It takes us forever to elect a president. I mean, it's a 3-year deal.
It took them a long time the last time, I think, to elect a new pope.
Well, here's the thing. They're not allowed to campaign. You can't go and go, vote for me. You can't do any of that. They're not allowed to do that. And then they got right down to it, and that was it. It didn't take, it seemed to me like it happened in, what, a week?
Yeah.
Or something?
Less than that, I think.
We should take a lesson from that, and maybe the way we... I don't know. Do some other things in this country. Back to the phones, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS, and then eventually we'll get to the Burke segment. Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing well. AM and PM, Frank.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
This is just a personal opinion, but I don't know if anyone else sees it the way I do. I love Channel 5 News. I think they're probably the most reputable. But the thing that drives me crazy, Mike Bush happens to be Jewish. Why would you send him over to cover the naming of a new pope? To me, I just find that fascinating.
Well, I didn't know he was Jewish.
When one of your other DJs that's now heading down to Houston was on, they had a kind of a relationship that they knew, or he knew that he was Jewish, and I guess just listening to JC over the years, a lot of people knew that Mike Bush was Jewish, but I don't understand why you would send that particular individual. I would think they could find one Catholic in
the... Yeah, but the Catholic, they might not think would do as good a job reporting. They might have had a Catholic, but they might have thought it's not nearly as qualified to report.
Yeah, that's true, but it just seems like even if you just have a sense of the Catholic Mass and everything, and I mean, they're all...
You got a point, though. You do need to have a feel for the religion by being in that religion. I get your point. I think you would have a better understanding of the whole structure of the thing.
No, I mean, nothing against Mike Bush. I think he's one of the best. Most of the times he does look like a clown on the air, but it just... To me, it just seems like, really, that's who you come up with is a Jewish, and nothing against Jews, but I love all of Israel, so I just found it weird.
I think you covered yourself pretty well. Thank you, Kevin.
All right, thanks, Frank.
All right. We welcome Judy to the stage. Hello, Judy.
Hi, Frank. How's everybody doing today?
Let me check. How's everybody doing?
Good, Judy.
Great.
Great, Judy.
Good. Well, first off, I got two or three quick little things. First off, I'm AM and the PM.
That's important. That's the most important thing of all.
Very important. It's an important part of my day. That's for darn sure.
Thank you.
And this goes back to yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I just had an intersection, and I just wanted to give you the names of these two streets, if you don't mind going back to yesterday.
I don't mind you doing anything you want to do.
Oh, geez. Don't talk like that now. We might get in trouble.
Don't tell me how to talk. what's the intersection?
Well, it's down in Hillsboro, and it's the intersection of Fluckum and Blow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. Now,
you're not kidding.
I know. I am not kidding. My friend and I drove by it four times and just looked at it four different times.
Now, in St. Louis, there's a Blow school.
Yes, there is. Yeah, it was one of the first kindergartens, I believe, if I remember correctly.
How do you spell the street in Hillsboro, Fluckum? And I got to get that L in there. How do you spell that?
Yeah. Be careful now. It's Fluckum. And the street signs, you know, they're on top of each other. They're like perpendicular.
Yeah.
So one says fluck them and right underneath says blow.
Well, I think that's a great intersection.
Oh, we enjoyed it. That's for sure.
I'm surprised that some do-gooders haven't gotten together and had that torn down.
Well, I hope not.
It'll
I
happen.
Think it's a real tribute. I think it should stay right where it is for all time.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. Judy, thank you for the call.
And can I tell you one other thing real fast,
you
Frank?
Can tell, yes, ma'am.
You and I seem to like a lot of the same television shows. Do you all watch Southland?
My wife watches it. I've seen it, but I don't watch it.
Oh, on TNT, it is. If you like cop dramas, this one's set in L.A.
Well,
is the most realistic, gritty thing I've ever seen.
I'll give you one. The Following with Kevin Bacon.
Oh, honey, I'm right there.
Every week, I do not miss The Following.
No.
It's the most intense graphic for a network show. This thing is the most graphic thing I've ever seen and most real considering it's network TV.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. I usually DVD it. I record it so that I can, you know, play it back because they do some things on there, and I'm like, I didn't really just see that.
No, I agree.
I go back and watch it again. So
and they do put up the TV 14 a caution, sexual whatever, and language, but it's not graphic. But boy, do they go to the edge, and even with the scenes of some of the crime scenes, I go, wow, this looks like HBO or something. But it's a great show, and. If you don't believe that there are people who are powerful enough to create cults and followers who'll do whatever they say, then I think you're pretty naive, and I think there's a lot to be learned from that show.
Yes, I agree with you there. Yeah, it's a frightening show, but it's a good one. It'll keep your interest. But check out Southland sometime. Even if your wife watches it, in this particular instance, you all might have something that you could agree on and really enjoy the show together.
I doubt it, Judy, but thank you for the suggestion. Call anytime.
Hey, listen, thanks a million for your show. I just love it every day.
All right, well, thank you.
No.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
I feel good now.
We just had somebody call in that lives out in that area and said that road is pronounced Flukem.
Oh, sure.
No,
it is.
I think they're wrong. I think she's right. Who is that person to say? Maybe that's their pronunciation.
It's pronounced right.
Yeah, I know.
It's like Uranus.
Of all, what did she say? It's Flucom? Right?
I think so.
Okay. Most words that I know with a U-C, D-U-C-K, duck, okay, B-U-C-K, buck, cluck. Most words I know with the U-C, it's pronounced uck, not ook.
Yeah, it's just like Uranus.
Yeah, Uranus.
Good try.
Yeah, I love those people.
Good try.
Yeah, oh, yeah, don't you love those people? Oh, the planet Uranus.
It's Uranus.
Which, by the way, you speak of Uranus. Today, March 13th, 1781, is the day the planet Uranus was discovered.
This round of applause for Uranus.
This is Uranus' birthday.
Give it up for Uranus.
Wow.
Put your hands together for Uranus.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
I think Greg is up. Hello, Greg.
Hey, everybody. Hey, you know, I'm not Catholic, and I honestly don't even know what it means to be Catholic. I mean, I'm not the most religious person in the world, but I'm sort of an outsider, I guess you could say. And from the outside, look, it just seems like it seems pompous, to be honest with you. It seems like a lot of pomp and circumstance, I'll tell you that.
Well, even a Catholic would agree with that. My wife is Catholic, and she'll agree.
I'm not trying to be funny, but what's with the costumes and that big KKK hat? I mean, what is all that stuff? I'm not trying to be funny. I guess I am trying to be funny, but...
No, you know what you're doing?
What does he do?
You're being an observer from looking in from the outside who's not Catholic. That's all you're doing. And what Catholic people need to understand is when non-Catholics see a lot of that stuff, we're not being disrespectful. We're just asking questions and being observant. And, I remember, look, I went to Mass a million years ago because when you're dating and your girlfriend is Catholic, you do that stuff. Will you go to Catholic? Will you go to Christmas?
Same as going to church? You mean?
Yeah. Will you go to midnight mass with me for Christmas? Well, of course I will. I love you so much. Plus, I'd like to get a couple of feels tonight. So, yeah, I'll go with you. And then I went, and I remember asking when we came out, I said, what's with that bag of smoke? They're swinging this bag of smoke around. And I don't think anybody really could give me an answer to what that was. What is that? What is that making that? They didn't know. It's just tradition. And it's, but if you're an outsider looking in, look, your questions are legit. It's not being disrespectful. They're just outsiders' questions. That's all.
Yeah. But, I could care. I mean, I'm like, man, what's the big deal?
It's a big deal to a lot of Catholics.
Smoke, and I was like, well.
It's a big deal to lots of people. It really is. All right, thanks for the call, Greg. Can we get one more in here?
I think so.
Kelly? Let's bring Kelly in. Hello, Kelly.
Hey guys, how are you? It's Kelly.
Hey, yeah, Kelly.
How are you, Kelly?
Hey, doing great. Hey, I missed the segment, I got in yesterday, but I didn't get to call in when we were doing the doctors of the gynecologists and the OBs and all that fun stuff.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. I so missed it. But I'm sorry, it sparked a story because we went into the OBs and all that, and then we went into the, people started calling in about little towns with those streets that are... roads that had really pretty crazy names, and they were way fun. You know what? Okay, then that sparked a memory of mine. I wanted to know if the listening audience, anybody out there, and I know we've got them out there, who knows what a cup tree is?
A cup tree or cub tree?
A cup. C-U-P.
No.
A cup. Coffee cup?
Yeah, I know. I know what a cup is.
Okay.
Guys, I don't. Right. Well, we don't know.
All right. And Frank, I sent you an email on the show.
I know you did. You sent me more than one.
I need Julio.
Here's what you need to do. You need to finish this in about a minute.
Okay. Frank, you know better than that. Okay, real quick. Okay, anybody that knows what a cup tree is? I was in medical sales forever, traveled 5 states, and they'd say, make a left, go down to the gravel road, make a left here, make a right there, and when you get to the cup tree, make a right. And I was too embarrassed to ask what a cup tree was. When I finally saw it, you guys, a cup tree is a tree with 200 cups, ceramic coffee cups, tied to the tree. It's a real cup tree. And it was...
What are you talking about?
What?
There's no such thing.
Oh, Frank, Kennett, Missouri? Hey, we're getting down into the Boot Hill, Missouri. Everything and
there's
anything
a tree
goes
with
on
coffee
down
cups.
There.
Somebody went up and tied.
Well, somebody could have tied them on there, but that's
them. Of course they did.
Well, hold on, Kelly, Kelly. Nobody would know what that is except somebody who was right there in that town and saw that tree. That's why nobody knows.
Of course, but that's how they use their directions. Is my point. Uh-huh. It was absolutely hysterical. I was embarrassed to ask what it was. Until I got there, and then I knew what a cup tree was.
All right, Kelly.
Absolutely fascinating.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that story.
Okay,
Kelly. Right. See ya.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
Well, she knew what a cup tree was,
but
she was asking people.
How you don't ask people, do you know
nobody
what a cup tree is?
Nobody can know unless
nobody
you
could possibly know unless you were there and saw that tree. I don't think she understands that. You can't just ask the general, population, hey, do you know what a...
I want to see a platter tree.
Yeah. I might have to take one more quick one after that just to... Let me get Dan in here.
Hi, Ed.
No, Ed. Ed, you're on. I got about a minute. What's up, Ed?
Yeah, I'll be quick. The commentator at the Pope ceremony, I don't know if you caught it, but he's trying to comment about what the Pope said. He said he recited the 23rd Psalm. And he didn't. He recited the Lord's Prayer. So that guy must have been from the Old Testament.
Oops.
I love it when they mess it up like that.
Oh, no, he said the 23rd Psalm, and that wasn't it.
Well, and it was in Italian or something, so somebody fed him the wrong information in his earpiece.
Probably. Well, if it was a guy from your station, I'd understand why he just quoted the Old Testament. Hmm.
I don't know what that means.
The Old Testament, Jewish.
Ah. Is we have a Jewish guy doing our news? I didn't know that. Ed, thanks for the call.
Bye.
What did that mean?
I don't know.
Does
anybody, what's going on today?
I don't know.
What's going on with these obscure references that nobody can figure out? Here's something everybody will understand. American Equity Mortgage, you'll understand it and you'll know it because you've heard about it for 21 years. American Equity Mortgage came along. They opened in St. Louis. There was not another one in the United States. It was St. Louis only, started here, headquartered here, and still is headquartered here. And what they do is really pretty simple. It's not simple in the sense that I could do it or you could do it. It's a lot of paperwork. You ever go to a closing, buy a house, and see the stack of papers? Who has to do all that? Who has to put all that together and write that stuff up and that title company stuff? And you just keep signing and signing and signing. And I don't think there's ever been anybody who ever read any of the stuff they're signing. Just sign here, sign here, sign here. Well, they know what they're doing. American Equity Mortgage does that stuff that most of us wouldn't want to do. And the fact that they do it, you should take advantage of how well they do it. You want to get in the house because you're renting? Now is a great time. And I know that's something people say about a lot of things. Ooh, now's a great time. Now's the best time ever. It really is the best time in about 50 years to either buy a house or borrow money on the equity in your house. You can go to one of the imitators, one of the people who want to sound like American Equity Mortgage, one of the people who have similar phone numbers, or you can go to this website, AmericanEquity.com, or call this number, 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
And we'll get a quick look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Listening to that gal talk about Flukem or Fluckem Road,
yeah.
I guess that's kind of like your Youngerman and Jungerman Road. It's however you want to say
well,
it.
Well, sort of like that, except not as dirty sounding as Flukem and Fluckem.
I agree with you on the UCK, though. I mean, that's kind of a standard pronunciation.
That's somebody who doesn't want to say the other
right.
word.
Right, yeah. You got it. All right, we've got an accident now. It's on westbound 5570 at the Missouri end of the Poplar Street Bridge, so it's going to be a little bit slow now from Tudor. Also, the right lane is blocked with debris on westbound 94 after the Page extension. And this traffic report is brought to you by TNT. Tonight, don't miss the arresting new episode of TNT's reality series, Boston's Finest, from executive producer Donnie Wahlberg. These cops don't just walk the beat, they live it. Don't miss Boston's Finest tonight at 8 on TNT. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
When it comes to money, I often lie awake at night, full of questions. Will we have enough in the college fund for the kids? Should we refinance the house? Is there more we could do to save on our taxes, especially throughout the year? I want to know we're doing everything we can to make the most of what we have.
A CPA spends years preparing for moments just like these. When the right financial advice is essential, talk to a CPA. Visit 360taxes.org for information. Brought to you by the AICPA's Private Companies Practice Section.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550.